And good morning. I wasn't laughing when the camera turned on or nothing.
No, not me either.
I'm super professional. Good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. I think my mic is too loud. Today is Tuesday, October 1st. The guys are in there talking about how it's already October. Isn't that crazy?
I'm shocked. It does not feel like we are that far into the year.
No, it just burned right by.
Yep.
You're tuning in to Community Voice. Again, today is Tuesday, October 1st. I'm your host, Josh Engel. And I am joined by a very busy, very, very, very busy gal, Christian Whittington, the director of Giving Back with Southwire's Project Gift. Good morning, Christian.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. We just a heads up, we are live streaming this morning's program on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guest in regards to the Hurricane Helene Disaster Relief Drive going on now, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. through Thursday, October 3rd, feel free to hop in the chat, and I'd be glad to read those out to our guest, ask her any of the questions you may have, kudos or compliments, any of that. We like compliments, too. That's cool.
I mean, that'd be great. It's a great way to start the day.
Right? It's like, hey, you guys are really glowing. I'm like, thanks. Appreciate it. Christian, let's get right into it.
Yep.
You actually had to leave the Southwire, Southwire's Project Gifts Hurricane Helene Disaster Relief Drive to be here in studio with us.
Yep.
You guys got started at 7 a.m. this morning.
Yep.
First and foremost, tell us how it's gone so far.
I mean, as with any first day of anything, when you start at 7 a.m., it's been a little bit of a slow start, but we also didn't communicate until late yesterday. So we have had people stopping by. We had some really sweet ladies that came and had their trunk full of water and things like that. So sweet. Those are moments where you're like, okay, all right, the word is getting out. People want to help. If we're already getting donations at 7 in the morning, that's pretty good. That's a good start for a three-day drive. So
that's a pretty good sign. And
yeah.
Of course, we have radio commercials hitting the airwaves today. Michael stayed late to make sure we got them finished. So they're
thank you, Michael.
They're going to be playing on every station for the next few days. And of course,
awesome.
Grata Communications will be joining Southwire's Project Gift tomorrow and Thursday on site at Walmart, at the Walmart Supercenter. Christian, let's take a step back, and for folks who may not have tuned into a previous program before with a Project Gift, tell us a bit about, well, first tell us a bit about you, and tell us a bit about Southwire's Project Gift.
Okay, a bit about me. So I am a wife and a mama, and just happen to also be employed at Southwire, been there for 13 years, and love what I get to do. I've done a little bit of some other things there, but for most of my career, I've been part of taking care of our people and our communities through what we do to give back. So we have, as part of our giving back efforts, a nonprofit organization. It's actually called Southwire Cares, but nobody knows that overarching name because you don't see that. Yeah. So Southwire Cares is the actual overarching nonprofit. And then we've got two programs within that, one called the Power Fund that is basically an emergency relief opportunity for our team members. So it's internally focused. And then Project Gift, which is what most people see and what most people associate with Southwire and giving back. So Project Gift is really our community-facing platform. It's a way for us to get our people out into their communities to serve. A lot of times that'll be a partnership with an organization that may already have something going on, or it might be through some of the efforts that we host ourselves. So you would have seen, hopefully by now, our back-to-school events that happen in the summer months. We've done 20 years of back-to-school. We have a fairly recent partnership with Water Mission. So for the last 3 years, we've hosted a Walk for Water to help raise awareness for the global water crisis. And of course, disaster relief always seems to be something, unfortunately, that we jump into. It's something that Project Gift is almost 20 years old. So next year will be 20 years for Project Gift itself. And disaster relief is really where it was born. Hurricane Katrina at the time is where the need was, and we had team members saying, what can we do to help? How can we be a part? And so our first group of official Project Gift volunteers went down and served in the Christmas month just to help those that were still displaced after Hurricane Katrina, help give them a Christmas when they, you know, we're still trying to recover. So it's come a long way in that time. I mean, you're talking about a handful of people. Now we have almost 2,000 active participants in what we do, and that happens all over our footprint. So it's not just here in Carrollton. It's all the different states and countries where we have team members that are part of our family.
And this is what happens when everyone is facing the same direction and moving forward with one goal in mind. I mean, you've seen the organization, as you say, take shape over the last many years.
Yeah.
I believe the last disaster relief drive was in 2022. For Hurricane Ian, or perhaps there was one last year. I don't believe there was.
So we didn't do one. No, you're probably right. I'm trying to think if we did. We've done some monetary fundraisers. I think we did some fundraising last year.
Oh, okay.
But as far as a full-blown collection like we've set up today, I don't remember if we did do one last year. It may have been, or Ian was the last one.
So that collection, kind of give people an idea of how it works. Because, a lot of listeners might have come through the Back to School event. They may have come through your Toys for Tots event, which is also massive every year. And really, it's not so different than one of those other collections or distributions. Could you take folks through kind of how Southwire does business when it comes to disaster relief?
So what we focus on with disaster relief is collecting much needed items that are non-perishable. So examples of that obviously would be canned food or, might be even protein bars, snack bars, things like that, peanut butter, those types of things that can last for a while. Paper goods, even hygiene products. We'll also, we had somebody ask on social media, will we take pet food? Yes, we'll take pet food. We'll palletize that.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yep. We get lots of questions like that. Some of your larger cleanup items. So if you think about rakes, what would you need to clean your yard if all the debris and the things that, if your house flooded and you're basically pulling things out of the inside of your house, it's 5 gallon buckets and rakes and the big heavy duty brooms and trash bins, the contractor trash bags, all that kind of stuff. We try to separate all of it out on the truck to the best of our ability. Even baby items, those are some things that we see a lot. But what we'll do, if you come to Walmart, we have a great relationship with our local Walmart. They're fantastic to support us and let us take over their parking lot. But we'll take our tractor trailers. The big rigs, they're sitting out in the lot. We palletize everything that we collect. So that truck just gets filled box by box, pallet by pallet, 25 or 26 pallets a truck.
It's a great word, by the way, palletize.
You like that?
Oh my God. Yeah, we're going to have to steal that. That's cool. Super cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And so our volunteers from South Parish Project Gift are out all day long. When you as a community member want to be a part and come in and give, we try to make it as easy as we can for you. So when you pull up to our truck, you don't even have to get out. You can roll your window down and say, it's in the trunk, pop the trunk, and we'll unload, everything that you guide us to unload. That way, hopefully, you can just go on about your day. And it's also kind of convenient to be in the Walmart parking lot because if you're getting groceries, you can grab a few extra things and just drop them by. We will also take your monetary gifts. Those will go to Project Gift, which again is a leg of our nonprofit. So it technically is tax deductible if you itemize your taxes. But it also gives us a way to shop for the things we don't get. So if we get tons of water, but we don't get some of those larger cleanup items, we'll take the cash that's collected, go in the store, and add to what's in the truck.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, it's so
fun.
Do
the same thing with with Toys for Tots. You do the same thing. It's always fun towards the end of the collection. You or Stephanie or some other folks will take all the donations and all right, well, we're about to give Walmart some business. And you guys will go in and come out with just 10 shopping carts full of rakes and bags, or in Toys for Tots' case, gifts of different age ranges that may have been lacking in terms of the collection.
Yep.
So that's kind of your way of of balancing it out. We have such a generous giving community.
Yes.
A testament to that would be how many successful nonprofits we have in this region.
Yep.
But you have so many folks in the community that always show up and show out when it comes to these collection drives. But even if there's something you're missing, the cash donations allow you guys to go get it on your own.
Yeah, and as we go, so if you've looked at, if you've seen our social posts, you may see that we're sending to South Georgia. We're also doing some monetary support for North Carolina. It's a little harder to get into North Carolina in the area that's been hit so hard. So we're going to work through a nonprofit partner there. But with the items that we're getting, a lot of times we'll find out as the drive goes that, hey, we've actually, since you guys told us you're coming, we've gotten a lot of X. So if you could get Y, so that helps us too, because by day three, we'll probably have a little more information about what they're still lacking there. So we can, again, fill in that gap, we hope. So
excellent. Well, time is 8:40. We're going to go and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with the director of Giving Back from Southwire's Project Gift as we discuss their Hurricane Helene disaster relief drive that's going on now through Thursday, October 3rd, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Walmart Supercenter right here on Highway 27 in Carrollton. So when we come back, we'll talk more about items that that you can bring to help support this cause and so much more. A Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Time is 8:42, and today is Tuesday, October 1st. You're tuning into my interview with Christian Whittington. She's the director of Giving Back with Southwire's Project Gift. One of the it is the outward-facing nonprofit arm of the umbrella nonprofit Southwire Cares.
You're proud of yourself for learning this, aren't you?
I was 36 years old when I learned that. Turns out there is a collective nonprofit called Southwire Cares, and you have one division dedicated to internal, taking care of the employees, helping them through rough times, and then you have Project Gift. She is the director of Giving Back with Project Gift, and we're talking about the Hurricane Helene disaster relief drive. On some of the recent programs I've mentioned, you know, our grumpy Aunt Helene came through and caused stirred up some trouble. She came to squabble. And now we're having a community disaster relief drive going on right now through Thursday, October 3rd from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day through Thursday at the Walmart Supercenter here in Carrollton. We are live streaming this morning's program on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests, feel free to throw them in. Even if it's after the program, I can, you know, we can reach out to Southwire and see if we can get answers to those questions. So Christian, let's jump right back into it. So, do you kind of have an idea? I'm putting you on the spot here, but do you kind of have, you know, an estimate of the need from Hurricane Helene? Because from what I understand, we're talking six states, that were impacted. You know, what kind of damage are we looking at, and where is it? Like, where are some of the goods collected going to be going?
So obviously Helene's damage is widespread, as you mentioned. I mean, you're talking Florida all the way up past North Carolina. Okay, so the stretch is wide. Lots of damage. We are focusing our collection efforts in primarily two places, and it's largely based on where we've got team members as well. So
logistics, getting things to people.
We've tried really hard as a team to refine our approach to disaster relief year over year, and one of the things that is for us a way to kind of narrow that path is where our team members impacted. So we've got a plant down in Douglas, Georgia, which is Coffee County. So we've got a lot of connection between Coffee County, Irwin, which is right next to that. We've also got some connections over in Albany where things are still, it sounds like, running right now. And then we also have team members that are in Huntersville, North Carolina, which is outside of Charlotte, and up in Youngsville, North Carolina. So when you think about where our people are, they're the ones reaching out and saying, hey, what are we going to do to help our friends, our neighbors, our family, whoever it is, you know? So thankfully, at least as of now, what we know is we don't have anyone from our team directly that was injured or no loss of life. But everybody's itching to help, and tons of cleanup. I mean, all I've heard, so actually Ashley Bush, that as part of our team and serves on the communication side to lead those efforts, actually is on her way down to Coffee County now. to help assess and see what we need to do. We've got some goods going directly to our team members that's separate from what we do on the nonprofit side, and she's going to be there to help. And I was on the phone with her before we got here, and she just said, "Oh my gosh, I see it. It's like I'm almost there. You know, the trees are down everywhere. So far where she was driving, power was still on, but she said, I have a feeling I'm about to lose my signal." So we've had a hard time getting in touch with people down south because signal is spotty, power is still out in most places. It's rough, and obviously I'm sure you've seen the unbelievable footage of the flooding that's occurred in the Carolinas and in Tennessee. So it's really overwhelming.
It's shocking, the flooding. I mean, in South Georgia, in Atlanta, in North Carolina, I mean, there are people whose homes, like I'm talking about, like up to their second story.
It's
like the flooding is shocking.
Yeah.
So many waterways. There have been a lot of erosion on roads.
Yeah, dams that broke. Yeah.
I believe I think the most recent toll was, of course, I get a Weather Channel app about Helene's Fury reaching Virginia.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's crazy. You know, I believe the most recent toll is over 120 something deaths, maybe closer to 150. This was a devastating hurricane.
Yes.
A devastating hurricane that came inland and just wreaked havoc.
Yep.
All across the Southeast. So here we are, Southwire's Project Give, trying to make a difference, using Southwire's resources and the 2,000 plus volunteers through the Southwire family that comes to help make these events happen. You're trying to make a difference and collect materials to help all these families and animals and businesses that have been displaced.
Mm-hmm.
So the Hurricane Helene Disaster Relief Drive is going on right now. You actually left that to come here. It's going to be going on through Thursday, October 3rd, this Thursday. So 3 days from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Walmart Supercenter. Kind of let folks know how they can support. We talked in the last break about, you know, how it works. You have a couple of tractor trailers parked out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can pull up. You can make monetary donations, which will go to goods to be purchased. Or you can drop off materials, much-needed materials that can be shipped through Southwire to these locations and handed out and distributed. If you could, kind of give folks an idea of what we need and, you know, what would make the most impact.
So we do have a flyer. If you're a social person, if you're a social media person, go to Southwire's social media pages. It's out on our Facebook page. It's out, you know, for you guys to check and see. And we'll also have copies of that at the drive itself. But just high level, a few examples. We're collecting paper goods, cleaning supplies, hygiene supplies. If you think about even laundry detergent, things that, I mean, 5 gallon buckets are actually a huge help during this time because they might be washing their clothes in those buckets. They might be pouring water in their toilet because things are not running properly, you know. So those buckets really come in handy both for what they can do to stay high, you know, personally taken care of, and then if they're doing a big cleanup effort. So those 5 gallon Home Depot and Lowe's buckets, those are huge, big helps. Snack food or non-perishable food. So just think about things that'll last a long time. We are asking for Pop Top. So obviously they may not have a can opener. It could have very easily gotten washed away if nothing else. So if you can, think Pop Top lids, easy to open, things that you could heat up on a gas stove or, you know, the easiest way to get food in your belly and be, you know, somewhat satisfied. Even socks and undergarments and feminine hygiene products, all those are things that we're collecting. I'm looking at my list, my cheat sheet, and we'll even take baby items. So you can only imagine if grocery stores are not open, what do you do if your, you know, baby is still using formula, you know, baby food and things like that. I mean, all of that is scarce right now in these hardest hit areas. Blankets. New and unwrapped, if possible, but please new. We are asking that whatever you bring, that it please be new. Just consider what you would want in that situation. And we don't have the means to take used items and sort them properly and get them, you know, utilized. So new for blankets, unwrapped. Those are just examples. But anything that you can think you might need in the aftermath of a disaster. A lot of people still without power, so what is something that they could, you know, open quickly and still eat, protein bars and stuff like that.
Yeah. And power bricks. I know that there are a lot of
great
like those
suggestion.
Little solar power bricks. Like those are incredible.
Yes.
I mean, you can charge one of those on a normal phone charger and then charge several phones off of that thing.
Definitely.
Now, just to specify, so undergarments and socks, that's welcome.
Yeah.
But clothes, like clothes, I don't believe that's something that you guys try to collect.
We'd prefer, Yeah, I'm just going to say no. We do get some of that sometimes, but it is really difficult. I still have an image of one of the disaster relief events that we went to, and it was outside of Starkville, Mississippi, several years back. And we went into basically their community center, and I cannot tell you the amount of clothes that were just... It was kind of like dumped across because they were trying to sort, and it was such an overwhelming thing to try to go through. And so we're not going to play in that game. We feel like they're going to get a lot of that already, and we'd rather focus on some of the non-perishable items that are easy to hand out. We don't have to figure out sizing and all that kind of stuff. We can just say, here's a care package. Thank you, and be on your way.
Absolutely. Logistic-wise, it would be a nightmare. So this is, we're talking about life-saving items right now. Food,
yes.
Food and buckets to help with the cleanup and, you know, anything, baby goods.
Yep.
You know, so the clothes, you know, there are other nonprofits and organizations out there that have the resources in terms of dividing those up by size and keeping them dry and getting them to wherever they needed to go.
Absolutely.
But for this collection drive, we're really highlighting, you know, personal goods, food, cleanup supplies, and so much more. Time is 8:51, so we're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with the director of Giving Back with Southwire's Project Gift, Christian Whittington, as we chat more about the Hurricane Helene Disaster Relief Drive going on right now through Thursday, October 3rd, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Walmart Supercenter in Carrollton. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, October 1st. If you've been tuning in with us, you know that we are chatting with Christian Whittington, the Director of Giving Back with Southwire's Project Gift. If you haven't joined in with us, go back and watch the full live stream or check out the podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to the station's website as well as graticcommunications.com. Please share it. Spread the word. We want everyone in the local community to know that Southwire's Project Gift has a Hurricane Helene disaster relief drive going on right now from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day, today, tomorrow, and Thursday. And this is a massive effort on behalf of Southwire's Project Gift, the outward-facing nonprofit arm of Southwire. They always step up and show up and show out when it comes to these community relief funds and community relief drives. Whether it be hurricanes, tornadoes, whatever it may be, Southwire always steps up, and it's 2,000 plus Project Gift volunteers show up in the black shirts to make it all happen. Christian, let's continue. We're so grateful to have such a giving and supportive community that shows up every year for Toys for Tots, for these hurricane disaster reliefs or just disaster relief drives. Individuals stop by, they drop off the needed materials, which we can cover again here in a few minutes. But there are other ways that folks can donate.
Yeah.
You mentioned, of course, monetary donations will be used by Southwire to purchase perhaps some goods that they may have been lacking in terms of the collection. Mm-hmm. But you were just talking with me during the break that businesses can also join together and make donations as well. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so I was really glad you asked. What else do we need to touch on? Because, as of this moment, it's not as though we've really reached out and asked for sponsors per se. But we do have ways that businesses can support. So there's a couple of things to note. If you have things that people at your business have brought, maybe you guys want to do something just internally, you're welcome to bring your items to us and we'll get them down to where they need to go. There's something, obviously, more. There's a lot of work in figuring out where things need to be taken, the freight, the cost that can get it can be to get things to where they, you know, safely need to be delivered. We can help with that. But beyond that, even if you just want to give a small gift from your business to Project Gift, so again, to further those efforts and allow us to buy additional items using our volunteer base to go into the store and shop, you can do that through our partners with the Community Foundation. So if you've ever given on the Community Foundation of West Georgia's website, you go to their site, you go to Give Now, and you can search Project Gift. And you'll see Southwire's Project Gift come up. And when you click on that, follow the steps to give whatever amount of your choosing. Obviously, you're giving through a nonprofit. So again, for businesses, that's important to know. And just all I would ask is in the notes, there's a notes section, just put disaster relief so we know where you want your funds to go. And we'll continue to check that throughout the next 3 days. But that's just a way that even if you can't get out to the drive and you want to help and you want to give, you can do that. And we'll make sure your funds get to the right place so we can buy much needed items for our friends that are incredibly impacted right now.
Incredible. Yeah. I mean, their entire lives have been turned upside down.
It's so overwhelming to watch.
This is a shout out and invitation to all the local businesses and organizations. Hey, have your own private collection, you know, and bring that over to help support Southwire Project Gift's efforts.
Yep. And we'll do our best to shout you out. I mean, I would say that we'll be checking. And if you give, we'll make sure the radio is going to be with us tomorrow and Thursday. We'll do our very best to give you a shout out to make sure people know that you've been a part of this.
Absolutely. So. Hey. That's a great incentive.
Free advertising.
Advertising on top of doing a great, great deed. So we're down to about a little under 3 minutes. Okay. If you could, one more time, tell folks when, where, how, and some items they can bring.
Yeah. So we are set up in our local Walmart in Carrollton. We're right in that parking lot. They've been great supporters of all the different collection efforts we've had over the years. So really appreciate them being a support to us. We'll be there. You cannot miss our beautiful Project Gift tractor trailers. We've got two of them ready to load up. We would love nothing more than to fill up two tractor trailers and send it down to the relief effort. You can come anytime between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We'll be out in that lot. We'll have volunteers that will unload for you. So you can pull up, pop your trunk, and tell us what we take, and our volunteers will offload. You never even have to get out of your vehicle, and then you can drive on about your day. If you go to Walmart and shop, then we would ask you, go get your groceries and maybe add a couple more things to your basket and bring it out as you're going back to your vehicle. And of course, you can also give monetarily. You can do that through cash check or through the Community Foundation website, and we'll have a QR out there for you to be able to scan that if you're interested. Again, all of those monetary gifts will go to support the items that we're purchasing and or to North Carolina, because we're sending a monetary gift to North Carolina as well to help aid in the relief effort there. So
excellent. And cleaning supplies, personal hygiene products, buckets to help with cleanups. Again, you know, all these lists are going to be available on social media, Southwire social media. Christian, we're out of time. Thank you so much for taking the time to leave the collection to come over here and join us and spread the good word. We'll be out there with you tomorrow and Thursday helping beat the drum, letting everyone know where all the good work is happening right out there at the Walmart Supercenter here in Carrollton. Again, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for everything that you and Project Gift do. And thank you to everyone who tuned in on the program today. We will see you at the Hurricane Helene Disaster Relief Drive going on now through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Walmart Supercenter here in Carrollton. See you there.